From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A man believed to be angry with the IRS flew his single-engine plane into an office building where the IRS is located in Austin, Texas today. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
53-year-old Joseph Stack was a software engineer who'd moved from California to Austin in an attempt to start over. But problems with his taxes and the IRS apparently led him to set his house on fire in northwest Austin. According to the FAA, he then drove to an airport in nearby Georgetown, climbed into his Piper PA-28 Cherokee, and took off without filing a flight plan. On his blog, Stack wrote of his life's frustrations, including his problems with undocumented income, and he targeted the IRS. "Well, Mr. Big Brother, IRS man, let's try something different," he wrote. The offices he allegedly targeted contain nearly 200 federal employees. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.
Along with the suspected pilot, one person remains unaccounted for. President of Japanese automaker Toyota, Akio Toyoda, now says he will testify at a hearing next week. Representative Adolphus Towns, chairman of the committee, said he had written to Toyota asking him to clarify how the auto manufacturer is addressing a widening number of recalls. Toyota, in a statement, confirmed he will attend the hearing, saying, "I look forward to speaking directly with Congress and the American people." In the latest controversy for the automaker, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration now says it is looking into reports of steering problems with the company's popular Corolla. Vice President Joe Biden is pushing Congress to ratify the nuclear test ban. In a speech today at the National Defense University, Biden said the U.S. is committed to arms reduction and to preventing nuclear terrorism. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Biden's speech was designed to highlight the administration's overall nuclear security agenda. President Obama has endorsed the idea of a world without nuclear weapons, and the vice president picked up on that theme.
The spread of nuclear weapons is the greatest threat facing the country, and I would argue facing humanity. And that is why we're working both to stop their proliferation and eventually to eliminate them.
But Biden added that in the meantime, the U.S. will maintain its arsenal as a deterrent. The U.S. is one of several countries to have signed but not ratified the test ban treaty. During the Cold War, the U.S. regularly tested nuclear weapons, but Biden argued that new technology and new funding should allow scientists to monitor the U.S. stockpile without actually testing. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
New credit card rules that take effect on Monday are likely to squeeze so-called subprime borrowers, with some analysts already worrying business could move to payday lenders. Some movement is already showing up. Fort Worth, Texas-based Cash America, which deals with advance and pawn loans, has its fourth-quarter profits more than doubled to $33.7 million. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 83 points. The Nasdaq was up 15 points today. This is NPR. The Los Angeles City Council has voted to eliminate 3,000 jobs in an effort to balance the budget. The decision comes just one day after a major credit rating agency issued a gloomy outlook for the city's financial sector. The downgrade from Moody's Investor Services coming because the city had failed to address its $212 million budget shortfall. Latest announced job cuts come on top of 1,000 cuts ordered by Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa last week. Villaraigosa says the city needs to eliminate a $484 million gap in next year's budget. Labor Department reports the number of people filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits rose unexpectedly last week. Assigned analysts say the job market is still very weak. Daniel Carson reports.
There were more than 470,000 jobless claims last week, up 31,000 from the previous report. Tim Quinlan, an economist with Wells Fargo, says this latest uptick is frustrating.
This is sort of a turnaround in the improvement that we had been seeing. Claims data had been coming down for several weeks in the fall, and this is turning again in the other direction.
Quinlan says the monster snowstorms that paralyzed the northeastern part of the country in a single week likely drove up new claim filings.
You had the whole eastern half of the country blanketed in snow, and, you know, that may have had an impact on industries like construction that may have slowed hiring in those areas.
In raw numbers, almost 12 million people were collecting some type of jobless benefits at the end of January. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Crude oil futures prices closed higher today. Crude was up $1.73 a barrel to end the session at $79.06 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.